Iran's foreign ministry has condemned the recent deadly bombings in the Syrian cities of Damascus and Homs. The ministry's spokesman stressed fighting terrorist groups is vital for any solution to the Syria crisis. Hossein Javedi answered, he said terrorist groups are trying to prevent a ceasefire in Syria. UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura has joined the chorus condemning bomb attacks in Damascus and Homs. He called the bloodshed an act of terror. Over 140 people were killed and scores wounded in the blast that hit the two cities. Daesh has claimed responsibility for the bombings. Israeli forces have abducted at least 17 Palestinians across the occupied West Bank. There were two teenage girls among the detainees. Israeli forces detained Palestinians in pre-dawn door-to-door search operations on an almost daily basis. Israel has detained over 1,200 Palestinians since the beginning of October. Israel has issued demolition orders for a dozen Palestinian structures, including a makeshift mosque in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Every year, hundreds of Bedouin homes and buildings are demolished as part of a settlement, as part of settlement expansion projects. Just yesterday, Israeli forces raised a Palestinian school in East Al-Quds. Military forces loyal to Libya's Western-backed government say they have flushed out militants from several areas in the city of Benghazi. The troops also took control of the town of Ajdabiya in the south of the city. At least 13 people from both sides were killed in the clashes. South Africa's ruling party says the U.S. is fomenting regime change by holding meetings with the country's youth. A spokesman for the African National Congress accused U.S. embassy workers of irregular activities, demanding explanation from Washington. Keith Causa says Pretoria will communicate the issue to the White House through diplomatic channels. The commander of the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet wants foreign warships to patrol within 12 nautical miles of the contested islands in the South China Sea. According to Vice Admiral Joseph, the strategic waters are at risk of being seized by China if such operations aren't conducted. And Children's Charity Plan UK says at least 1 in 5 British women has been sexually harassed during their school time. The group says nearly 60% of victims never reported their ordeal as a child. It says the inclusion of older women indicates the extensive scale of the hidden violence is nothing new.